John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, back, wow, it's coming up on 4 years ago already. It was a pretty tough race for Orange County District Attorney, which finally was settled in November of 2018 between Tony Rakakis, the incumbent, longtime incumbent, and Todd Spitzer, who is now the Orange County DA. And then District Attorney Tony Rakakis had announced a case that made headlines really all over the country, all over the world. The tabloids loved this stuff because it involved a reality TV surgeon by the name of Grant Robichaux, 40 years old. He and his girlfriend, Sarissa Riley, were charged as being sexual predators. Rakakis said that they would find vulnerable women, drug them, then take them back to their Newport Beach home and sexually assaulted them. In all, it was 7 women, according to the charges. Riley was charged with 5 assaults, Robichaux 7. They pled not guilty. And eventually this case took on big political meaning in the race between Spitzer and Rakakis. Todd Spitzer was saying that this was overcharged and that basically Rakakis was doing this to get publicity for his campaign to keep his job. Eventually, the case got taken over by the Attorney General of the state of California, who is now Rob Bonta. He took over the case from the Orange County DA's office last year. And there's been a development today concerning the charges against the pair. Let's bring on Corbin Carson for the update.
Corbin, what's going on with this?
Man, this was a whole morning of craziness as people try to figure out what is going on in this state, in this case. You had the judge, who's been doing this a long time, the defense attorneys and the Orange County DA's office, the AG's office, the women who are being represented by Marcy's Law attorneys. You know, we've had the California Supreme Court, and everyone's saying that this is something they've never seen. So everyone was trying to figure out how this goes, using the word, the overused word, unprecedented. And basically, the state prosecutors today filed a motion to dismiss rape charges involving 6 of the 7 women. They want to modify a bunch of the other charges as well, many of them getting reduced in severity. But that didn't get decided today. The end of it surrounded with the judge wanting to say, hey, I want to know why you want to dismiss this. So they're going to bring this all back again next month. But I do want to add one thing you may have missed in that synopsis is the reason the media jumped on this is because the initial reports that we got from former Orange County DA Tony Rakakis, his office, was that there were videos showing 1,000 women being drugged and raped. And that was why the thing took off, even along with the reality connection. And these are, you know, a good looking couple and all that. And the wolf in sheep's clothing, the thing that the prosecutors were saying, that's what really took this thing off. And so once that has now winnowed down to, we're looking at now only one of the women, if the judge approves this dismissal, moving forward.
So
with
it went
case.
From 1,000 victims to maybe one.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't even close.
Yeah. Spitzer said there were serious proof problems. So are there photographs and videos or what? Or they just don't indicate what people think they do?
That came out a couple of months after Tony Rakakis made it appear as if that was what it was. He came back and said that statement was misunderstood and that they had not really looked at the videos yet. And then, you know, that got winnowed down to the 7 women that was there. And then a lot of time passed before Spitzer won the election. And if you remember, you and we all talked the last time when Spitzer, he assigned a special prosecutor team to this and he says he wanted his hands off of it. And that team went through all the evidence again and for like 2 or 3 months and came back and said, you know what, we want to dismiss this. But the judge, not this judge today, a different judge, said, no, you can't. I don't care what happened with the politics in this case. We still have 7 women here at that time who should have their day in court. And so that continued.
They don't have video, right, and photos anymore, maybe they never did. What kind of proof do you have here? These women are claiming that their drinks were drugged at the bar, and maybe when they went back to the Robichaux house, these two perpetrators are accused of providing the women with cocaine and PCP. How do we know if that really happened? I mean, none of these women were ever drug tested. And secondly, how do we know that it was against their will? I mean, they're hanging out in a bar. They're allowing themselves to get picked up for group sex by strangers. How can we determine, you know, next day remorse for getting involved in something tawdry like that from actually being the victim of a crime?
And that was going to be the most interesting part of the case if all these other elements hadn't tied in, is how are you going to prove this? And I do want to add one thing. It's not that there was not video. There was plenty of video and pictures of those kinds of things. But what they hadn't determined, or what Rakakis' team hadn't determined at that time, was if it was not consensual or if it involved all women who had been drugged and raped, et cetera.
So they can't tell from the video if there's coercion going on.
Right, but they did find lots of video. There was lots of video found, but I don't know if that's part of the evidence now because we're down to, again, one woman. And then adding to what you said, that was kind of where the judge spent a lot of this morning. And you heard already, he calls this case the never-ending story. He spent maybe an hour of the hearing asking about the credibility of the AG's office to dismiss these rape and oral copulation counts. He was asking how many sexual assault cases had this AG office handled, and what was the reason for dismissing or modifying these charges. He says the prosecutors who asked for the case to continue are some of the finest. He also says the judge who denied the motion covered nearly all of the bases on why the case should continue. And he says that was because last summer the judge ruled regardless of the political hoopla, the woman still have rights. And so the judge
Spitzer started this. He wanted to dismiss the charges. Once he took over from Rakakis, he didn't think the evidence was there. Another judge said, well, let's turn this over to the state prosecutors, the attorney general's office. And now they don't think the evidence is there for most of these charges.
Just one woman, yeah.
And I do want to play you, that's a good lead into just this one little bit to give you an idea of what it was like in the courtroom this morning. This is the defense attorney, Philip Cohen, and he's essentially saying what you're saying, because at the time when this, you had the Orange County DA's office trying to dismiss this, you had the women's attorneys and the other judge pretty much asking for another party to come in and look at the evidence in this case. Wait, let me get my... Oh, nothing like leading up to it and not having it.
Marcy's counsel wanted the attorney general's office. Why? Because they were an unbiased, neutral, out of Orange County, not Rakakis, not Spitzer entity.
What's your point?
My point is this. Judge Jones wanted the AG. Marcy's counsel wanted the AG, presumably because they believed the AG is neutral, unbiased, and professional. They want the AG until the AG disagrees with what they want.
And that's where we're at. This is a whole set of different people that have looked again at the evidence, and they are filing a motion to largely dismiss most of the case, except for, you know, a couple of the drug charges and, I believe, some modified weapons charges.
So what kind of prison time would they face now?
Who knows? That's something I don't know at this point. But they have dismissed 10 of the sex crimes charges involving six of Robichaud's seven accusers.
Off with strangers to have sex while everyone's drinking and doing drugs. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy when you're making claims the next day. What are you doing going off with strangers? What do you think's going to happen?
Let me add to that a huge chunk of this morning was also about credibility, as the judge asked the AG's office, how come there was no mention of credibility in here? And the AG's office wouldn't touch that. They said, but the judge said, I want to hear, even if it's a sealed document at this next hearing on June 11th, I want to see what was there the same credibility issues that the Orange County DA's office was saying was going on. And then I also want to hear what is the reason for modifying these charges. And the only thing we found out was that of the seven women, two women refused to speak to the state AG's office. So now you're down to five. And then the other four must have had some sort of credibility issues that we're going to hear about.
There's no way to have. And if you're one of the women who allowed yourself to get involved in this, where are you going to get any evidence to prove it, that it was not consensual? The videos aren't showing that, so what else do you have? You don't have anything else.
And you're 4 or 5 years ago, too.
And there's no drug test. There's no way to prove that you were drugged. There's no way to prove that you didn't voluntarily do all this, and then you were ashamed of it the next day. I don't know.
All right, Corbin, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Corbin Carson with an update on that Orange County story from a few years back involving a reality TV surgeon and his girlfriend who were accused of drugging and sexually assaulting a number of women. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI. AM 640 Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, there you go. A little dramatic pause between the letters, huh?
I get bored.
Enjoy May, maybe a bit of June, because before too long, all you're going to hear about is drought and fires. They're both on the radar this week. Again, predictions that we're going to have another horrible summer of fires burning in places in California. Mm-hmm. What did they do after last year when we talked about how they do prescribed burns? Remember? Mm-hmm. Not much.
Yeah,
I think there was some announcement or two, but
they did anything to clear out the forest out from all the dead trees that are lying at the bottom.
And now they're cautiously optimistic. We may be able to avoid power outages. That was another fun thing we had last summer. And now this, and this comes from the National Review. The writer is Wesley Smith, an author and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute Center on Human Exceptionalism. Mm. Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Oh, the woke people don't like that part.
Yeah, I know.
They don't like you to feel like you're an individual. They wouldn't believe in human exceptionalism.
There are some people who are exceptional, and there are a lot of people who really aren't.
The title of his column here is Another California Drought with No New Reservoirs. In 1979, California's population was a little more than 23 million people. Today, it's more than 39 million. Yet in that entire time, California did not construct one additional large-scale water storage project.
You would think that if the population grew by 50% in 40 years, that you would...
16 million people!
Yeah, can you imagine what that must have been like?
1979?
Yeah, less than half. The number
but there was
we
still
have
traffic,
today,
wasn't there?
There was still traffic, yeah.
I remember people in the 70s complaining about traffic in L.A., but anyway, the state...
Well, it's
population
relative.
Growth is in those other areas,
What they thought was traffic probably was relative to the way it was in 1969. So maybe people thought it was terrible, but you don't know terrible.
No.
Those people should be reincarnated, and then they'll see what we've got now.
Right.
What he found is... that the environmental whack jobs that I apparently bribe all the legislatures and all the governors now for over 40 years, they have never allowed any large-scale water storage or flood control projects. So nothing's been done for 40 years. And
in fact, he says there is an effort to tear down some existing reservoirs.
Yeah. Does that make a lot of sense?
Something called Hetch Hetchy, that's a great name, Hetch Hetchy, which supplies San Francisco's water, is a prime target of the environmentalists.
They also, Newsom wants to get rid of 4 hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River to help the salmon.
Are we still talking about the salmon?
See, I don't eat salmon. I don't care.
And what was that other fish? It was like a tiny sardine. What was it?
Oh, that stupid little...
yeah, that's what it looked like.
It's this ugly, flimsy little thing. Yeah, and they completely, that's why they divert billions of gallons of water into the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
It was over this little guppy thing. Oh, what's the name of it? I can't believe we forgot it.
I know. We talked about that thing for
nobody here knows.
The better
staring
part of a couple of years.
I know.
A while ago, though.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It could be extinct, or there could be billions of them. Who cares? What does it matter? We don't know about it. We can't even remember the name of it. I just remember it was really flimsy and ugly. And it's one of the reasons they're constantly screaming a water shortage is to protect this little thing. Yeah. Why don't they just get a half a dozen and put them in an aquarium? Put them in the Long Beach Aquarium and we go visit them. Oh, here, that's what that fish looks like.
Yeah, and you know, while this guy is on a tour talking about all the spending, you would think he would do something about water storage, right?
Well, that...
No, instead, did you see? He wants to get billions to high-speed rail.
Nobody's paying attention to that. Nobody's paying attention that this new budget wants to give extra money to high-speed rail. Isn't that crazy? And no money to new reservoirs?
Nope.
Delta about... Smelt, by the way.
Delta
oh, yes,
Smelt,
the Delta
that's
Smelt.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever eat one of those? Do they serve Delta Smelt anywhere? I bet you at the French Laundry they serve Delta Smelt. It's probably $2,000.
I didn't even see in this budget where he's talking about, you know, money to fix EDD or the DMV, which is still, right? It's all just about handing out money to people.
High-speed rail.
And high-speed rail. We're going to...
High-speed rail. Yeah, and he doesn't get recalled? Seriously?
We'll talk about this more when we come back, because this is an unbelievable week where we're talking about $100 billion. A $76 billion surplus plus $25 billion from Joe Biden and the federal government. And this is how he wants to spend it, on social programs.
You know, he could give it back to everybody. Massive tax refund.
That's right. I just was reading some emails from some state Republicans who said that generally when you have this type of situation where you're supposed to return money, it's supposed to go to all taxpayers proportionally.
Yeah. How about a massive tax refund?
Yeah.
Instead of spending it on nonsense, high-speed rail. All right, more coming up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 Live, everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we have an opportunity to talk to a former Sacramento County Sheriff coming up after 4 o'clock. He'll give us his thoughts on this idea of 76,000 state prison inmates getting an earlier release. Are they ready for society? Yeah, just because they get good time, half-time credits, BS.
Right. They'll
Very dangerous move, but Proposition 57 has now been interpreted by the California Department of Corrections to mean this is what could happen. That many people coming at us.
All that stuff we told you not to vote for, and we told you why you should not vote for it, and most people didn't listen, didn't understand.
Nope.
And now we're going to get 76,000 felons from
we're
state prison.
We're cycling back to higher crime rates, more shootings.
Violent felons.
Hard to believe, but this is... speaking of the Newsom recall, which is what we've been talking about... He's been on an entire tour this week to announce how much money he wants to throw at anybody and everybody he can. This budget he's giving to the legislature is $267 billion. That, when you think about that, I can recall you and I talking about these budgets back in the days of Schwarzenegger, and some of them were barely like 100 and some odd billion. This is a massive increase. In fact, even the El Segundo Times says it's the most ambitious era of government spending since the mid-20th century.
Well, because, look, a lot of it's built on fake money. We've talked about the money coming from the Biden administration.
That's $27 billion.
Yeah, that's printed money. You can't even say, that's our tax money. It's not. Oh, that's borrowed money. It's not. Now, another kind of fake money, and I'm part of this, is when you invest in the stock market. And then you invest, let's say, in tech companies. And the tech companies are valued way out of proportion to their actual current worth, because they're expected to grow very quickly. And the way the game is played, if you buy a share of a high-growth company, you'll have to pay a much higher price than what the company's really worth. But you're paying because you're expecting everyone else to keep buying the stock. Right. And pushing it up because the company's going to keep growing and growing. So it's a weird game, but it is a form of fake wealth, because what you're doing is you're creating a stock price out of the future growth that people are predicting. It's not because the company is really worth this much if you sold the whole thing tomorrow. It's not.
Right.
And so when you have all this extra fake money in the system, then you're going to get this record budget for Newsom to spend, you know, an absurd amount on nonsense, too.
And what the danger of it is, but one other thing I wanted to add, we're talking about the $75 billion more that they're going to get than they thought they were in tax dollars. A lot of that is coming from the wealthy with their capital gains. He's going to lock us into long-term spending, stuff like his free transitional kindergarten and all these other social programs that when we have a huge economic downturn, and it's going to happen. The last time it happened, of course, was the big mortgage bust 12 years ago, whatever that was. It's going to happen again, and it's going to affect the wealthy more than anyone else, and they pay most of the income taxes. We're going to be in a deficit position, and it's going to be worsened because he's locking us into even more long-term spending. You know what they want in Sacramento, though? They're even crazier than he is. They do want Medi-Cal for all. That's right.
Well, they're not going to get that.
That's the state's health care program for low-income residents, which has already got about 13 or 14 million people in it.
Right. All right. After watching the way they ran the COVID panic this year and the unemployment office,
Yes, right.
Let's let them run the health care system. No. No.
So
can you imagine what
these... expand it to anyone over age 60. That means whether you're in the state or country, legal or illegally.
These are pea brains.
The legislature wants everybody, which if it happens, is $2 billion a year.
These pea brains haven't figured out how to answer the phone. You call the unemployment office because you have a claim. They don't answer the phone. Now, how are they going to provide health care payments for 40 million people and the billions of health problems that 40 million people have? They have over a million claims still backed up in unemployment. All they got to do is send out, a $500 check or $600 check. They can't do that, but they're going to handle the tens of thousands of medical bills that every family has every year.
Is it because they're slowing down thanks to all the fraud? Are they going slower now to make sure they're not got some guy in Russia filing a claim for a prisoner?
Can you imagine the fraud? If they take over health care payments, can you imagine what the fraud's going to be like? Jesus. I mean, we look, people don't want to accept. We have really, really stupid blockheads working in government. They're not smart people. They can't answer a phone. If you can't answer a phone or return an email, you can't handle many billions of dollars in healthcare payments. That's not possible. This is not an ideological issue here. This is that they're not capable of doing it. They simply don't have the brain matter that's needed.
It's almost hard to wrap your brain around these numbers. In January, which is just, four short months ago, Newsom had a spending proposal that's $40 billion in the one he submitted today. $40 billion lower. He just added $40 billion in 4 months to what he wants to spend.
Right,
$40 billion.
Yeah, it's all the fake money. It's not even backed by anything. Right? If your house, let's say, is worth $800,000, well, you have a house to back up that price, right?
Right.
But he's got $40 billion, and that money was sent to him over a computer line, and it appeared in the state account. It was like from Joe Biden's fake treasury account to Gavin Newsom's fake state treasury account. But there's nothing to back it up. There isn't a house there. There isn't a gold bar. There's nothing. It's just a number typed into a computer on a keyboard. Somebody went bup, 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 on the keyboard. There you go. Oh, yeah, it's $40 billion. It's crazy.
All right, we got more coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. KFI. AM640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right. The coming up after the news at 4 o'clock, former sheriff of Sacramento County, John McGinnis, will come on. We saw him quoted in a story about this plan to release 76,000 prison inmates on us. That's right. The story came out a couple of weeks ago. It was buried on a Friday night. The California Department of Corrections said, we took a look at Prop 57. The voters passed it a few years back, and we've decided that if this works out, thanks to this good time halftime credits that these and even violent inmates get, that we can release them earlier than was planned. And that's what we're going to do over the next few years, 76,000 inmates. So,
the Sacramento Bee the other day found out that a man who got 10 years in prison for the death of a CHP officer in a high-speed pursuit, he served less than 3.5 years of his sentence. And the next day, the prosecutor sent out this this public demand.
Yeah, the a lot of state county DAs have signed on to a petition asking the state and the Department of Corrections, I don't know what else they can do, not to do this.
You know, the thing is, people didn't vote for Prop 57 knowing that 76,000 prisoners were going to be released out of 95,000. 76. We only have 95,000 prisoners left. They already let out over 60,000 of them. In case you wonder why the crime rate is up by 200% in L.A. County. That would be why. And that, and they're all living out in the street now. Those are criminals that are living in those tents. Nobody wants to say it, but it's true. Those are criminals living in the tents, in the homeless encampments.
They had nowhere else to go.
They had
them in?
Where do you think they all went? If you let out 60,000 prisoners who were in state prison, which means they committed felonies, most of them violent, where do you think they were going to go when they were let out?
All right, I mentioned the other day that the John and Ken show got an email from state lottery officials that there was a deadline that has now come and gone for someone to turn in a winning $26 million California lottery ticket. It's the Super Lotto game, Super Lotto Plus, I should say. And it was in November, the drawing, and apparently there was a winning ticket which was sold in Norwalk at an Arco AM/PM convenience store. Well, that ticket never surfaced. Last night came and went. Store employee Esperanza Hernandez told the Whittier Daily News that a woman came in Wednesday and said, I had the ticket, but I left it in my pants. And the pants went in the laundry, and the ticket got destroyed. Which could just be somebody's fanciful story to try to get publicity or some wild shot. It's still being declared the winner, but
yeah, well,
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, they checked state law, and you can't walk in and say that the ticket ended up in the laundry. That doesn't entitle you to the prize. But nice try. Thanks for coming.
If someone loses a ticket, you have to provide evidence you own it. Like a photograph of the front and back. And unless that person, this woman, did that, she ain't going to get any prize. I mean, it's a sad story if it's a true story.
No, it's not sad. She got, it's the stupid tax.
Now, the woman that said this is known to store workers. She's a regular customer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's surveillance video. Okay.
But a regular lottery ticket customer, likelihood that she's not wrapped too tight. Yeah.
Oh, she's...
Like the local crazy lady who comes in and buys a pack of lottery tickets every day.
Well,
after cashing her welfare check.
And how would she know, unless she wrote down the numbers, that those were the winning numbers? So maybe one of her tickets got destroyed in the laundry, but that doesn't mean it was the winning ticket.
No, and who knows if she knows? Maybe she's just a crazy person.
I think you hit on it. She's a regular customer. She saw this story, and then she remembered a while back, I did lose a laundry ticket. I'll bet that was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But she has no proof.
She doesn't know the number. She doesn't know the day of the winning. No.
Well, guess who benefits the schools? Yeah, California public schools now get $19.7 million.
Oh, really? More money for the teachers', teachers' pension.
Exactly right.
I didn't know. Do we still have a school system? Nobody's gone in a year. I don't think there is a school system anymore.
The store gets a $130,000 bonus. That's a nice little...
Do they still get the bonus?
They do, yes.
Oh.
Because you can prove that the store sold the ticket. That's how they knew. But you just can't prove who's got the ticket. And that it says here, four prizes of $20 million or more have gone unclaimed since 1997. It's rare that this happens, but it does happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really not hard to fold up the ticket and put it in your wallet. So,
instead of leaving it in your pocket?
Yeah. There's really no excuse. If you're going to bother to go through this silly charade, all you have to do is put it in your wallet. The way you do it with your license and all and your regular money.
Your important papers.
That's right.
Then you don't lose your wallet, right?
Yeah, you don't lose your license. Why? Because you always put it back in your wallet. So try that with the lottery ticket. It'll work.
It's magic. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to a former sheriff of Sacramento County. He's going to weigh in on this plan by the State Department of Corrections. They say they're going to take Proposition 57. Jerry Brown pushed hard for it a few years back, and they're going to release a lot of inmates on us. The number we're hearing is 76,000 inmates. And as John mentioned, that would only leave about 20,000 left.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of second and third strikers who are going to be let out. A lot of inmates convicted of violent crimes. And yes, these are the violent guys now. They're out of the low-level criminals.
And if DAs like George Gascon get their way, they won't be replaced. We won't be sending anybody new to prison. So,
ask yourself, do you want this? Do you want 75,000 violent felons released? Yes or no? It's, what is it? It's 80% of the, it's over 80% of the existing prisoners that we have.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640.